Dear viewers, did you know that what is the real meaning of ill suspicion? Let me tell you. Being certain that someone is bad without any proof is referred to as ill suspicion. Let's listen to a saying of Allah Almighty in this regard. O believers, avoid much suspicions. Indeed, some suspicions become sin. It is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. In this part of the ayat, Allah Almighty has commanded His believing people not to have too much suspicions, because some suspicions are just sin. Therefore, it is the requirement of precaution to refrain from an abundance of suspicions. Let's listen to two ahadiths regarding ill suspicion. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, refrain from ill suspicion, because indeed, ill suspicion is the worst lie. And on another occasion, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the blood and wealth of Muslim and ill suspicion about it are haram on other Muslims. Islam has also given cures regarding refraining from ill suspicions. For example, it says that, supplicate to Allah Almighty that He protects you from ill suspicions. Abandon the company of bad people and adopt the company of the devotees of the Prophet, because the company of bad people makes you have ill suspicions about good people. To keep a good opinion about of all other Muslims, keep their positive traits in mind. Putting your own shortcomings in front of you, start trying to rectify yourself. Because whoever's own actions are bad, he thinks negative of others too. Keep the harms of negative suspicions in mind and frighten yourself of the punishment of the hereafter. If you start having a negative suspicion about anyone, immediately shake it off, recite Astaghfirullah, and start thinking about his good habits and traits. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.